Around 20 Australian police have touched down in the Solomon Islands capital, Honiara, after 2 days of violent protests. More Australian police will travel in coming days, as well as 40 ADF personnel who will also be deployed today. On Thursday, hundreds of people defied a three-day lockdown imposed in Honiara after protesters burnt buildings and damaged other property. They're demanding that the country's Prime Minister Sogavare stand down. Well, reporter Elizabeth Osofello joins us now from Honiara. Elizabeth, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning.
Elizabeth, give us an update. What's the situation right now in Honiara?
Yes, in Honiara, we've experienced for the past 2 days, from Wednesday and Thursday. Yesterday, the situation escalated to another level starting yesterday morning. And most of the damage and all this chaos happened in the eastern part of Honiara. So the violence and a lot of burnings of buildings and businesses, unfortunately, yesterday a bank was burnt down. It was also very unfortunate that one of the high schools in Honiara was also burnt down to the ground. A lot of local businesses also were affected as their businesses also went down in flames. The local police and our response unit managed to contain the situation in the eastern part and not to spill over into the central part of town yesterday. And last night, from what we've heard, is that more nuisance and a lot of looting also went all throughout the night until the early hours of this morning.
And Elizabeth, can you explain to us what's behind these protests politically? Why are the protesters so angry with the government of Prime Minister Sogavare?
Yesterday we were we managed to walk through town. And then we were talking to a lot of people who were also on the street, who were manning some of the shops and some of the buildings in Honiara. And we've been speaking to people, and the majority of the people that we're speaking to, they're saying that they want the Prime Minister to step down.
Why?
In order to have peace and stability. This has a lot. There's many contributing factors. The people have submitted a petition that was a few months ago. This all probably started with Malaita, the people of Malaita province. They submitted a petition to the government. It has a lot to do with corruption issues. Also, a part of it was also probably the switch that the government made from Taiwan to China. That was also part of some of the frustrations and the disappointment that was building up until it exploded on Wednesday.
And Elizabeth, you're talking about damage in several areas in Honiara, but how much of the damage has been focused in Chinatown and towards the Chinese embassy as well?
Chinatown apparently is all gone. The burnings and the lootings of the buildings was really, really bad. It has been the worst that I have ever seen. So Chinatown is gone, and the Chinese embassy is located at the western end of Honiara. So it is still safe. And all the other embassies also are still safe. So there was a barricade that went right across in the central part of Honiara yesterday. So all the damage and the lootings all happened in the eastern end of Honiara. And we hope that it doesn't come spill over to this part of Honiara.
And Elizabeth, tell me, what's the reaction been in Honiara to the news of the arrival of some Australian police and that there'll be some soldiers on the way?
I think from yesterday afternoon, from yesterday morning, people were asking what's going to happen this if this will escalate. They were probably having no trust and being worried that the police will be outnumbered and the situation might get out of really, really out of hand yesterday. So the news that came that the Australian police are on their way, even before the plane arrived, you could sense a sense of feeling of relief, especially from families who were very, very worried. So that was very welcoming news for a lot of people here in Honiara.
Well, Elizabeth, take care as you go about your reporting duties. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
And thank you. Yes, thank you for having me.
That's reporter Elizabeth Osofello joining us there from Honiara.